This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Trump had called the panel a Democrat trap and warned Republicans to stay away. Six GOP senators voted with Democrats to create the panel, but not enough to overcome a Republican filibuster. Most had said they thought the commission would be used against them politically, though the panel's membership would be split evenly between the parties.
Shame on the Republican Party.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is leaving open the possibility of forcing a vote in the future.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6 will be investigated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
In an unusually timed rollout, the Friday afternoon before Memorial Day, the White House presented a $6 trillion budget for next year that would increase the debt held by U.S. taxpayers to the size of the economy. That's despite more than $3 trillion in proposed tax increases over the decade. The Biden budget includes new social programs like universal pre-kindergarten, large subsidies for child care, and guaranteed paid leave. There would be a 16% increase in spending on domestic cabinet agencies while limiting the increase on defense spending to 1.7%. To help offset spending, Biden would increase tax rates on corporations over the next 15 years to 28% and return the top personal income tax bracket to 39.6%. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
All hypotheses for the origin of the virus remain on the table. Further studies are going to be needed across the board to further elucidate those origins. And we believe we can make more progress, especially with the support of our member states and the support of scientists working in a positive manner.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from a Wuhan, China lab. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. British government regulators have authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to 4. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan has extended a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas for 20 more days, with infections still not slowing as it prepares to host the Olympics in just over 50 days. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that the government is aware of many concerns about holding the Games this summer, but he is confident that the Olympics will go ahead with antivirus measures. The current state of emergency in the capital and 8 other metropolitan areas was to end next Monday, but hospitals in some areas are still overflowing with COVID-19 patients, and serious cases have recently hit new highs. The 20-day extension covers 9 areas ranging from Hokkaido in the north to Fukuoka in the south. A 10th area, the southern island prefecture of Okinawa, is already under emergency status through June 20th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.